Donald Trump calls for investigation into organized and concentrated efforts to intimidate Supreme Court justices. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on June 25, 2022. Former President Donald Trump called for an investigation into the organized and concentrated effort to intimidate Supreme Court justices after the court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade was leaked. During a rally in Mendon, Illinois, on Saturday evening, Trump praised the Supreme Court for its recent decisions that overturned the landmark abortion case Roe v. Wade and struck down New York's proper cause requirement for concealed carry permits as unconstitutional. After speaking at length about Roe's reversal, he praised the Supreme Court's decision in NISRPA v. Bruin as a great victory for Second Amendment supporters. Trump commended the justices for standing strong in the face of outrageous threats and even violence. After the court's decision to overturn Roe was leaked in May, radical pro-abortion activists demonstrated in front of the homes of conservative justices. One protest at Brett Kavanaugh's home was reportedly led by one of his neighbors. The threats against the justices became more tangible after law enforcement authorities arrested a man for the attempted murder of Justice Brett Kavanaugh. "And I especially want to commend the justices for standing strong in the face of outrageous threats and even violence. You've been seeing what's been going on. There's never been a time like this," Trump said, adding. The left-wing campaign of terror directed at the Supreme Court in recent months is unlike anything in the history of our country. The attempted assassination of Justice Kavanaugh, the illegal intimidation of justices' homes and the radical left violent terrorist attacks on pro-life centers were a frontal assault on our republic. The former president went on to call for an investigation into the organized and concentrated intimidation efforts. "That's what they should be investigating. This was an organized and concentrated effort to threaten the court and interfere with its decisions. But the justices stood their ground against these extremists and these terrorists and they did not back down. Congratulations and thank you." Trump also condemned Democrat Party leaders for failing to forcefully condemn such threats directed toward Supreme Court justices. "To this day, the leaders of the Democrat Party have failed to forcefully condemn the violence and threats and hold the perpetrators accountable," Trump added.